We did have over 300,000 people on the site just for events. Some of those were in the venue and some of those at the Turner Prize, but over 170,000 of them were at events on the square. While we're not looking at events at the same scale in 2014, the number of events is actually comparable in terms of our projections for the year ahead. So events will continue to play a part. I think the site and the city does need some year-round signature tourism projects. We're working with Derry City Council, obviously, in the development of a maritime museum project and an archive and genealogy centre, and that'll be one of those. But we probably need something else as well. I mean, ideally, I guess, something on the scale of the Titanic building in Belfast that would be a signature project. And that kind of public investment is needed to attract the private sector investment. If we can see developments like those coming online and we can see the event numbers stacking up, then private sector investment will follow from that.
What indications have you from Stormont and indeed Westminster that funding for such a flagship project will be forthcoming in the future?
The next comprehensive spending review for the Northern Ireland Executive is still a wee bit off, and that's where we have to make our bid. We've come up with this proposal as what we think is the best use of the site, based on public demand, but also based on expertise and models elsewhere. We now want to get the public's feedback on this, then we want to take that forward to the Northern Ireland Executive to say this is what needs to be backed, but backed, you know, incrementally and backed on a phase basis over a number of years. It's not to try and achieve it all at once, because we do need to work in tandem with the marketplace and in tandem with private sector demand.